Macca Talks, Cairns Listens. 1-300-872-911. 4CA.
I think people thought when Donald Trump became the President of the United States, it was going to be, well, a pretty hectic ride, but I don't think anyone imagined how hectic. Have a listen to the front page of The Australian today. The Reserve Bank is almost certain to cut interest rates next month and follow up with as many as three further reductions this year. That will be seen perhaps as the positive, maybe the only one. Traders are looking forward to that. The central bank is warning, though, that Donald Trump's tariffs could have a chilling effect on business investment and economic growth. Then you go to the commentary on page one of the Australian today. This is Greg Sheridan, who writes that Donald Trump's global tariffs are a hot mess. Bad policy, likely to produce bad outcomes. He goes on to write this: Anthony Albanese and Peter Dutton, though, should react calmly and quietly, fairly quietly. He says, so far, every time Donald Trump speaks of Australia, he does so with a hint of affection. And he said, that's a good thing, but Trump is inherently unstable. And this could change very quickly. It's bizarre. Everyone's treading on eggshells. It is just bizarre that the most powerful man in the world seriously could be such a fruitcake and have the world just waiting for the next shock, which seems to be the case today in circumstances like this that are going to obviously impact us, probably all of us economically. I turn to Roger Ward. Roger's the director of Cairns Mortgage Brokers, but very significantly, he's the senior fellow of the Financial Services Institute of Australasia. G'day, Rog.
Good morning, John.
Have you ever experienced anything when it comes to international leadership? Have you ever seen anything like Donald Trump?
Well, we certainly weren't prepared for it. You know, he did mention some of this madness before the election, but we never thought it'd be so sort of aggressive. And when you put that together with his foreign policy stance on, you know, Ukraine and how he handles Russia, it's really quite a mixed bag with him. And, you know, I've mentioned to you before, in the finance game, we're always concerned about, you know, looking to the horizon for a black swan event, something unexpected. But this thing here with Trump, it's more like an orange turkey event, and it's quite slow moving. And each week that goes by, the train wreck just gets a little bit worse, and it'll be quite interesting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the other countries do over the next week, and that will be a very telling moment for how all this is going to pan out.
Do you know, you'd probably relax a little bit if you look behind him and said, oh, well, he'll have advisors. They'll be much more responsible and reliable and intelligent and sensitive. And then you look at two standing behind. You've got J.D. Bloody Vance, who's a Fruit Loop, and then Elon Musk. He doesn't know if he's staying on with this administration or leaving tomorrow.
Well, this is what happens when you surround yourself by sycophants, yes, which is what they'd be saying in the US. Oh. These people all tell him what he wants to hear, and when he does these things, they're all backslapping him, telling him he's awesome. So, you know, he's only got to look at, you know, the adults in the room, which is all the European leadership. You know, he would have had similar conversations with the Japanese leadership and the very short conversation you would have had with the Australian leadership about how destructive this would have been. And yet he's powered on and delivered this outcome. And look, one of the most important things is going to be how the American voters digest this, because what's going to happen over the next weeks is when they go and buy some steel, or they want to go and buy a car. It's now going to be 20%, if it was a European car, 20% more expensive next week than it is this week. And that is going to be, you know, could potentially erode consumer confidence a lot in the US, and if people stop spending, that's when it all goes pear-shaped.
Yeah, you would wonder how he would dig himself... Oh, no, nothing puts him off, does it? He's capable of anything. So as far as digging himself out of a hole is concerned, he'll find a way. Can I just ask you, too, about the fact that there are... What would you call it? There's light at the end of the tunnel in the view of some economists, because we only copped a 10% penalty. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, look, you know, I completely understand Anthony Albanese's sort of small target approach to Donald Trump. We do have a significant trading relationship with the United States, but it's by no means the largest. And it's also a trade relationship that we can substitute with other markets. So, it's not going to initially affect us a lot, although if I was a beef producer who had backed my last few years' income in selling product to the US, I'd be pretty unhappy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the federal government has put in a fair amount of policy there to assist people who are exposed to the US market to be able to pivot to the Europeans. And look, I'd have to say other countries around the world, they're all doing the same. So that's an interesting moment for international trade. Everyone's trying to get their exposure away from the US because fundamentally it's a very unstable environment, and business and foreign policy advisors do not like instability and they try and avoid it like the plague.
There's some interesting aspects to the announcement yesterday. For example, the 2,000 inhabitants of Norfolk Island. I was surprised that Donald Trump had ever heard of Norfolk Island, let alone the penguins have copped it and the uninhabited islands of Antarctica. He can be a fruitcake at times, can't he?
Well, it just goes to show he's a bit short on the detail, and he literally is quite prepared to publish anything that's put underneath his nose, although I think those particular things wouldn't have even made it under his nose, or he wouldn't have even heard of them. It just was stuck in the press release and off it went. So, when you have that lack of detail on your own policies and that lack of control, it's an absolute worry.
Well, exactly. All right, Rog, we'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That's Roger Ward. He's the director, Cairns Mortgage Brokers, and senior fellow, Financial Services Institute of Australasia.